of an ultrasound to what's going on in the plant world. This sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's actually a piece of originally medical research that's taken on a bit of an agricultural bent. In last year, Andrew Fire and Craig Mellow won the Nobel Prize for Physiology and Medicine for figuring out that you can take a little piece of RNA, which is like a template for a gene, and if you take a chunk of it that corresponds, that's a mirror image of a piece of RNA that codes for a specific gene, and put it into a cell, you can actually cancel it out. So you take your RNA that codes for the gene that you want to get rid of, so a disease-causing gene, something bad, and you can plug in your piece of RNA, put it into your cell, and your gene is silenced, and it's called RNA interference. And now two groups have taken this to help plants to sort of hijack the same mechanism and to help them prevent themselves from being attacked by pests.
How does that work?
So the first group based in the US at Monsanto, a biotech group, have tackled a corn... sorry, have tackled... corn rootworm, which apparently costs billions of dollars worth of damage in the US and eats corn plants, a big and very, very important food crop. So what they've done is they've found a gene that makes the rootworm grow. And without this gene, the rootworm can't grow. And they've developed a piece of RNA that silences this specific gene. And they've engineered the plant to produce this piece of RNA. So when your rootworm eats the corn, it can't grow anymore. Its gene is silenced.
It doesn't damage either us or... the corn plant itself, presumably.
No, exactly. So it doesn't tackle any other pests, any other sort of wide variety of other creatures that might be living in the area around the corn plant.
And... Oh, right. So it's much better than these pesticides, which take down the good, the bad and the ugly.
Yeah, exactly.
It should be fairly specific just to this one pest.
It's a specific piece of engineering that helps a plant to beat a specific pest that causes that plant a big problem.
That sounds really encouraging. The only danger, I suppose, is if the pests mutate or something, so they're no longer susceptible to the effect. But I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
Indeed, yeah, early stages, yeah.